Winnie the World loves Germany.
Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus. Hi, everyone.
Hi, Winnie. It's great to see you. Are you getting ready to go build something?
No. Today I'm going to tell you about the sad past and the wonderful future of Germany.
Tell us about the country of Germany, Winnie.
Germany is a large country located in Central Europe. The famous Bavarian Alps are beautiful mountains that are located in Germany. Germany is also known for making beautiful wood-carved cuckoo clocks.
I've seen those cuckoo clocks, Winnie. They're beautiful. You haven't told us why you are carrying that brick. What does it have to do with Germany?
In 1945, Germany was defeated in World War II. The country was divided into West Germany and East Germany. In West Germany, the people were free to worship God. In East Germany, the people were ruled by the communists and didn't have freedom.
Did all the people move to West Germany so they could be free?
They tried to. When people began to leave East Germany and go to West Germany, the communist government wanted to stop them from leaving.
What did the government do?
They built fences and set guards and booby traps to keep people from escaping. The capital city of Berlin was located right in the middle of communist East Germany. A brick wall was built all the way around West Berlin, which was the free part of the city, to keep the people separate.
So this brick reminds us of that great wall which separated the people from freedom.
Yes. In fact, the wall separated many people from their own family members who lived in West Berlin. It also separated them from Jesus because religion was against the law in East Germany.
So what happened?
Missionaries could only work in West Germany. Many Christians in East Germany were arrested by the government and had everything they owned taken from them.
These people must have been in great need, Winnie. When you first spoke, you told us about the sad past, but you also mentioned the wonderful future of Germany. Has God opened the door to reach East Germany with the gospel?
Oh, yes, he has. The wall has come down, and today missionaries can preach the gospel anywhere in Germany. In fact, there is no more East and West Germany. It's all one country.
The gospel is now free to be preached. That's great, Winnie. Do we have missionaries in Germany?
Yes, we do. Our missionaries help the four different Pentecostal groups by helping to start new churches, helping with radio and TV programs, and helping in the Bible schools.
How about the kids, Winnie? Are the kids being reached?
Churches have Royal Rangers, Sunday schools, children's churches, and special outreaches. The kids are hearing about Jesus.
Winnie, the brick you brought reminds us of the Great Wall that stood between East and West Germany. But many people still have a great wall of sin that stands between them and God. Only Jesus can come into their lives and remove the wall of sin.
That's right, and it's a free gift. When you ask Jesus into your life, he comes in and removes the wall of sin. Jesus is the greatest gift anyone could have.
Jesus came to the earth as a baby to pay the price for the sins of all people everywhere. Thank you for coming today, Winnie, and for reminding us about how much God loves us and that he died on the cross for our sins. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone. Whenever you see a brick, pray for the people in Germany. Sing with me as I go. Here we go round this great big world, this great big world, this great big world. Here we go round this great big world, telling people about Jesus.